Germa Sechet Bracho Daf Kaf Bet. And we're going to start from about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lines into the Mishnah. We're still busy discussing this potential story with Rabbi Yehuda. Does he say Hiru? Doesn't he say Hiru? And we saw this. Amar Nachman by Yitzhak Asar Rabbi Yehuda Kehilchot Derech Eretz. And Rashi Hilchot Derech Eretz, we'll see just now in the Gemara that Hilchot Derech Eretz is a Masechet. We're not sure if it's part of, if it is Divrei Torah, not Divrei Torah, if the Masechet Derech Eretz has it got the Ma'amad of Torah or not. And therefore he's saying that a Baal Keri, the Rebbe is treating it as if it's Hilchot Derech Eretz, which you don't have to go to the mikveh for. That's really what he's saying over here. The Tanya, we've got a bright, we've got the same passage we've seen. So Rabbi Yehuda says, what is that all about? At Har Sinai, they stood there be'em with fear, me'ira, and osfia, and retet, and v'zeh, sweating. Afkan, so to hear, a person has to learn Torah, be'em, me'ira, retet, v'zeh. He says, like this, mikan amru. Right, so look at Rashi, the mikan amru. He says, kol ha'tmeim, all those that are tmeim, anybody tamei, or a balker, not a balker, or a zav, or a nida, or anything like that, mutayim b'torah, they can read Torah, sh'af ha'im yecholim liyot b'aim of reti, because they're able to be b'aim of reti, because they're serious. The fact that they might be tmeim doesn't mean that they aren't serious. Aval balkeri, says Rashi, eino ele mitoch kalut rosh v'zachut adab. But balkeri, Rashi seems to take quite a harsh line of the Gemara, that a Baal Keri is Asur B'Divrei Torah. Why? Because they're light-headed. Let's say he got to carry. Let's say he had this discharge. Look at the Gemara in the Kamaru. Hazvachim HaMetzorayim. So a Zav and a Metzorah and a Bainal Nidot. Even a Bainal Nidot. The person who rushes a Boale Nidot is like Chayav Lakanidi. 7 days Tatame. Mutarim Nikro B'Torah B'Divi B'Ketuvim. They can read all of those. L'sharot B'Mishnah B'Gemara B'Hilchot. Ovalachot. Ovagadot. Aval Baale Karyan. Karyan Asur. He said the Baalei Keren is Asur. Why? Right? So they're because, like Rashi said, and in mitoch, kalut rosh, v'zachut v'zachut adat. Zachut adat, right? Not a serious guy. So that's the bright Rabbi Yossi Omer, on this bright over here, which we're speaking about, so we're seeing over here what Rabbi Yehuda says, and we said, kedihichot derech eretz, and that was the brighter. On this, the bit of machloket Tanaim here. Rabbi Yossi Omer, shonehu beregiliyot. Well, even a Baal Keri, says a Baal Keri can learn things that he's very familiar with. Look at Rashi there, b'mishtayot ashgurot b'fiv. If you know Mishnah by heart, shu motzian b'piv b'murutzik, he says them very quickly, v'ein tarich la'arich, but doesn't just take too much time. U'bilvad, on condition of what? Shelo yatzia et ha-mishnah. Yatzia normally means like make a bed, right? But it means like lay it out. Rashi says, shelo yatzia b'tamei perushin. He shouldn't give explanations. Right, you look at the Shura Shas over there, he's got from the Aruch. He says, Tsa, what is Tsa? Tzadik Aleph Ayinya, he's perush shelo yilamed l'acherim. For the Varze an lomdim mikavachom im yisina, im dil mor asur, with asur, how much more so to teach. So we'll see that, we'll coming up again, that in our Gemara we'll see this idea. There seems to be a difference between learning yourself or teaching. So Rabbi Yossi says, you want to learn, Mishnah you know very well. Don't explain it too much, but don't teach other people. Rabbi Yonatan ben Yosef Omer, Metzia uta Mishnah, he can explain the Mishnah, but Enu Metzia uta Midrash. The Bach changes it. He says the whole Sugya here, which says Gemara is Midrash, and he brings it from Rashi. He says, like Rashi's version. Rashi says, yeah, Shelo Yatzia, Enu Metzia uta Midrash. You see that Rashi says? Garasinan. He says that we change the version to Midrash. Mipnei, why? Says Rashi. Meshetzarichu tamid lahaskir bo ta psukim shudoresh. When you're learning Midrash is all about psukim. So if you're learning Midrash, you're explaining Midrash, so you've got to always be quoting the psukim. And the problem here for a Baal Keri is to quote psukim. Rabbi Natan bar Avishalom Omer, another Tani, says, Af metzieta Midrash, you explain the Midrash. However, ubilvaj lo yomar askarot shebo. As long as you aren't mentioning the askarot, askarot shebo mikroot hanidrashim, on those psukim that they mention. Rabbi Yochanan Asan, remember Rabbi Yochanan Sandlar, we're going to see him a little bit later on. Yochanan Sandlar, Talmidosh Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva Talmid, says, Mishum Rabbi Akiva, Omer, what does he say? Rabbi Akiva says, Lo yikanes le midrash kol ikar. Right? Lo yikanes. Look at Rashi there, Lo latzia, not to explain, not to teach. Lo leshanot, aval ben midrash hu nichnas v'shem, but he can go into the midrash and sit there quietly. Va'amela lo yikanes lebeit HaMidrash Kolikar. So some say the version is Lo Yikanes LeMidrash. In other words, don't get involved in the teaching of the Midrash. But you can go into the Midrash. And some say don't even go into the Midrash at all. Stay at home. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, and this is Arab Yehuda, Shonehu Behilchot Derech Eretz. That's the reason we brought this whole bright over here. Because the Gemara said, Rabbi Yehuda says, as far as the Baal Keri is concerned, he makes it like Derech Eretz. We see Rabbi Yehuda says at the end, Shonehu Behilchot Derech Eretz. Look at Rashi here. What's Hilchot Derech Eretz? Rashi says, Kegon, Darkan Shtamid Chachamim, Shehi Brighta, Perek Ben Azai, Noten Arba Dvarim El Libo. I don't know. Something's wrong with you. Shehi Brighta, the Mesura Shasa over here. Okay, Shehi Brighta. Okay, I don't know what that is. Perek Ben Azai, and Noten Arba Dvarim, all examples in the Perek Ben Azai. Basically, Hilchot Derech Eretz, all the ways of Talmidei Chachamim, how they should live, what they should do, like something like a Maaseh Rav. Okay, so that is really the Brighta which we've seen up until now on Rabbi Yehuda. Where is the Brighta of Maaseh? Maaseh Rabbi Yehuda, with Rabbi Yehuda, I mean, we involve still Rabbi Yehuda. Does he hold of Hirur, not Hirur, etc., with regards to Baal Keri? And the Brighta says, as far as he's concerned, the Baal Keri is, Torah is like Derech Eretz. But Rabbi Yehuda Shara Keri, Vayamalecha Gabi Anar, is walking in the river. Amrulu Tamidab, Rabbeinu Shanala no Perek Echad Bilchot Derech Eretz. So he was a Baal Keri himself, Rabbi Yehuda. And they said, teach us the Perek in Hilchot Derech Eretz, which he just said a second ago, no problem. Yarad B'taval V'shtalim. First he went and toggled in the mikvah. So Amrulo, V'Rabbeinu, Lo Kachlim Datanu, Rabbeinu. Shonehu B'Hilchot Derech Eretz. He said, a guy, Baal Keri can teach Derech Eretz. So Amar Lahem, they said to him, Afi Shemek Lani Al Acherim, Machmir Ani Al Atzmi. Very nice. He says, ends of the sugya. Even though I make Hil with regards to other people, as far as I'm concerned, even Derech Eretz, I don't teach or I don't learn until I go to the Tanya B'Yehuda Ben Betairo Mayaomer. So in that bright, you had Rabbi Yochanan Asandlar, who said in the name of Rabbi Akiva, that Lo Yikanes LeMidrash Kolikar. Okay, now we've got another Tanya coming up here, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Betairo. So Mayaomer, Ein Divrei Torah Mekablim Tuma. Divrei Torah Mekablim Tuma. So if Divrei Torah Mekablim Tuma, then what do you mean you go to the mikveh? In other words, he's battled the whole concept here of a Baal Keri going to the mikveh. Moses says, Maaseh b'talmid echad shayah megamgeim lemaale mirabi Yehuda ben Betairo with him. Now, megamgeim, Rashi says, megamgeim. He says, yeah, megamgeim kore Baal Keri hayah. Firstly, he was a Baal Keri, this Baal Kore, right? And Likutei Rashi avir, says, megamgeim b'merutza, meaning that he was reading very quickly. Not that he was stuttering, but reading very quickly. And Rashi points out he himself was a Baal Keri. Right? You'd imagine now that Rabbi Yehuda tells you to tell him he's a Baal Kore as a not worrying about the gimgum that he's going so fast, but rather he's a Baal Keri, stop reading. What is the Gemara? What's the story? Ramarle. So Rabbi Yehuda says to him, Bani, Patach picha v'yairut v'recha, open your mouth. And your words will be enlightened. Shein divrei Torah mekablim tuma. Shneimar halo kod divrei ka'eshnu mashem. My words are like fire, says Hashem. Ma eshnu mekablim tuma. After divrei mekablim tuma. So really, he was more concerned about how he would speak. He wasn't really too troubled about the idea that he was a Baal Keri. He had no problem. For as he was concerned about Baal Keri, tuma is esh doesn't mekabel tuma. Torah is like esh. Amar mar. Now we got in the brighter we saw that the question was, what can you teach? So we saw Metzieta Mishnah, Veino Metzieta Midrash, that he can teach Mishnah, but he can't teach Midrash. The Gemara says that, who was that? Rabbi Yossi says, Shonehu Beregidu Vashroyazir Mishnah. Rabbi Yonatan Ben Yosef, Betzeh Hueta Mishnah, Metzeh Ta Midrash. Sorry to go off to find it. So, Ein Metzeh Ta Midrash, that was Rabbi Yonatan Ben Yosef. The Gemara says, Messiah Elai, Rabbi Elai. I'm Rabbi Elai, I'm Rabbi Acher Bar Yaakov, Mishum Rabbeinu. Who's Rabbeinu? Rashi says, Rabbeinu is Rav. This is all Amoraim, right? Let Amoraim. Remember that we're quoting a Tani here in the Brighter, Rabbi Yonatan Ben Yosef. The Gemara says that brighter there, Rabbi Yonatan ben Yosef, helps us with Rabbi Elai, who was an Amora, late Amora. It says, Rabbi Elai, says the name of Acher bar Yaakov, says the name of Rav. Halacha, what's halacha? Metzir ta mishnah, ve'enu metzir ta midrash. That's what he said, ketnai, in the words, that's like a machloket tanaim. Metzir ta mishnah, metzir ta gemara, Rabbi Meir says this. Rabbi Yehuda ben Gamliel omer, mishum mechanine ben Gamliel, ve'ze asur. Ve'amrei lei, ze ve'ze mutar. So the machloket here, what the answer? Rabbi Meir certainly says that you can explain the mishnah, but you can't explain the gemara. Rabbi Yehuda ben Gamliel says, in Rabbi Chanani ben Gamliel, right? That either it's Asur, and some said, no, he said they're both Mutar, both the Midrash and the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Ma'an Damar Zev Zeh Asur, the one who says that Rabbi Chanani ben Gamliel said was that both Midrash and Mishnah Asur, he holds Rabbi Yochanan HaSandlar. Remember, I pointed him out early on. Rabbi Yochanan HaSandlar, four lines up from the when it gets narrow lines. Rabbi Yochanan HaSandlar, Tamash Rabbi Akiva said, Lo Yekanes LeMidrash. Some even said, you can't even get to bed Mishnah. Look, so he said they're both Asur. Ma'an Damar Zev Zeh Mutar, and those who said they're Zev Zeh Mutar, But Mutar holds Rabbi Yehuda ben Metarek, we saw a second ago. Rabbi Yehuda ben Metarek said, what? That Torah is like Aish, and Aish lo makabel tumah. So Amar Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak, that's the end of that together. Now the Gemara, while we're still on this subject, says like this. Amar Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak. And we have quite a thing, Gemara in Chuli. Nahug alma kahane tlat sabi. The world is noheg, conducts themselves according to these three sabim, these wise people. This, I think, is brought because we just mentioned Rabbi Eli. We just said that this story over here, Rabbi Yonatan ben Yosef, is Mesilat Rabbi Eli. So it's like this. Rabbi Eli Bereshit Hagez. Bereshit Hagez is the mitzvah to the first shearings of a wool, right, of an animal. You've got to give it to the kohen. It's like this, Bereshit Hagez. Rabbi Yoshia Bekilayim, with regards to Kilayim, with his shatnes, and Rabbi Yonatan Beteira, which is a saw now as well, with regard to Divrei Torah. And I will explain to each one. Rabbi Lai, Bresh Dagez, the Tanya, got a bright, this is like this, Rabbi Lai Omer, Reshit Dagez, El Noheg, El Ba'aretz. He says that the halacha is that Reshit Dagez only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Look at Rashi there, the last wide line at the top on the Tosfot side of the Amud. But Shchidat Chulin, he quotes the Mishnah there, the Gemara in Chulin. Yaliv Taimah Beperek Azra. We learn it there in the Perek Azra. That's the Makor. Rabbi Yoshia Bekilai. Rabbi Yoshia is with regards to Kilai. Because it says, Kedichta, we got a pasuk that says, Lo Tizra Karmecha Kilai. Rabbi Yoshia says, this pasuk says, you can't, we're talking about Kilaim here, of actually growing the Kilaim. So not shatnez of clothing. We're talking about you can't grow like we have, you can't grow a fruit tree and a vine tree together. Right? That's Kilaim, Kla Kerim. So now he says like this, Rabbi Yoshia says, what is it, Rishi? Very makil. He says, Lo lam eno chayav ad she yizra. When are you chayav on this Aveira? If you plant the seeds together, chita v'sa'ora, wheat and barley, v'chartzan b'mapolet yad. And now you could sometimes say, chita u'sa'ora could be either wheat or barley with grapes. But Rashi says, no. Rashi says, shloshtan b'mapolet yad. You need all three of them in one foul shoot. So you want to have wheat, barley, and chartzan grape pips. Tahavule klai zraim or klai hakrem kach. You want klai hazer zraim. You want a mixture of two types of zraim, of two types of seed, which is wheat and barley, and grapes together. Very, very makil. But I think Rashi even said that these honey tlat sabe. If you look at Rashi there, the third wide lines at the top, the Rashi, he says, "Kahanit klatzabe v'chulhu lekula," and they're all lekula. They're all a very lenient halacha. So we've seen so far about Reshit Hagez. We've seen now about Kilayim, and now we are speaking now about Divrei Torah and Rabbi Yehuda Metaira. But Divrei Torah, this is like a Rabbi Yehuda Metaira Omer. The bright we just saw a second ago, "Ein Divrei Torah becoming tuma, Torah zin becoming tuma, can't become impure." Now the Gemara quotes Zairi. You will see on this Amud, there's Zairi, there's Dimi, and Ravin. And these guys, whenever it says Ki'ata, it generally means they came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. People would travel up and down. There were guys who were common travelers and transferring information from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, and probably vice versa. Dimi is one of them. Ravin is one of them. Zairi is also one of them. Most commonly see Ki'ata Ravin or Ki'ata Rav Dimi. We'll see that a lot in our Gemara. See how the Gemara says, Ki'ata Zairi. When Zairi came from Eretz Yisrael, Amar, what did he say? Bitlua letviluta. Chachamim have cancelled this takana of Ezra of having to go to the mikveh for Baal Keri. Look at Rashi letviluta, the Baal Keri. They don't need it anymore. Va'amrela bitlun etlen. Those who say, they didn't actually say that they were mevatel the mikveh, but bitlua netiluta. Okay, so we'll see what that means in a second now. Washing your hands, right? So what's we're talking about? Badam biklua litviluta. The one who says the Ma Madea that says he cancelled Tvila, Krabir Matera, he holds Krabir Matera, who said, remember Krabir Matera, that's the fourth wide lines of our Amud, yeah? He says, Ain't Divre Torah Makabin Tuma, the Torah is Makabal Tuma. And Madam Bitlul Netiluta, and the one who says, no, what Rav Zira was talking about, Bitlul Netiluta, he says, Kihad Rav Chizda, we saw that, I think it was about Tet Vav, Tet Zayin, there's a sort of Shasa, yeah, I think I saw Lily on Tet Vav. Yeah, Tet Vav Amud Aleph. Le'el Tev Amud Aleph. We learned that the Hadra of Chizda light Aman the Mahadra Mayab Ilan Suri. We saw that in the Gemara the other day. We saw there that Rav Chizda said that guys, you're crazy. You will curse these people who during Kriyashma run and find look for water. Remember, he said specifically, you know, like Rosh Hashanah Slaughter. We said there specifically Kriyashma could time bound for davening. You could go. We said how far we go back or forward, etc. Tanabana, new brighter. Baal Keri Shenat Nu Alav Tisha Kabin Ma'im Tar. The Tanakama says here that a Baal Keri, it's good enough not to have to go to mikvah, but to pour 9 kav, right, of water on him. It's quite a bit of water, but not a hell of a lot. Nachum Ish Gamzu Lachshal Rabbi Akiva. And this halacha, Nachum Ish Gamzu whispered to Rabbi Akiva, said it to him in private. Rabbi Akiva Lachshal Ben Azar. Rabbi Akiva told his student Ben Azar. Uben Azar Yatza V'Shana'ar Talmidav Bashuk. And Ben Azar went and taught it out to the masses. So, Pligi Batra Amorai B'Marava. Two Amorai in Etshah were arguing. Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin, Rabbi Yossi Bar Zvina. Chad Tana Tani Shana. V'chatani l'chasha. Look at Rashi here. They're arguing about whether he actually taught it or he taught it quietly. Rashi says, chatani, b'ven azai l'chasha l'talmidim. So our Gemara via says, and ben azai went out and taught it to the Talmidim. They said, no, not necessarily. One says he didn't teach the Talmidim. He l'chasha, he chose, he handpicked the Talmidim who to teach it to. And what's like this? Why would that be? Man the Tanish Tani Shana, the one who taught it publicly. What was his opinion? Mishum Bittel Torah, Mishum Bittel Priyavia. He said, listen, guys aren't going to the mikvah. And look, Rashi says, yeah, because of Bittel Priyavia, they aren't having relations with their wives, they aren't having children not being born. Shayu Nimna Emi Tashmish Bipnei Torah Chatvila. They weren't even having relations with their wives. It was a big deal to go find a mikvah. Right? So therefore he said, just everybody, you don't have to go to the mikvah anymore as long as you pour 9 cup of water over you. And Bittul Torah, I imagine the same. They weren't going to the mikvahs. They weren't learning Torah. Uman de Tani Lachasha and the other Amora, which what it was, who said that no, he taught it very privately. Why? Shlo, this is brought to Lalocha, by the way. Shlo Yehu Talmidei Chachamim Mitzuyim Etzel Neshotem Ketarne Golim. Like chickens. Chickens every day looking for a woman. A Talmid Chochem, there's a way to even live with his wife. Amar Avyanai, Shamati Shemekilinba Veshamati Shemachmirinba. Look at Rashi Avya. Shamati shemekilinba, b'merchatzaot, or benitat tisha kibin. And you can either go to a bathhouse and just dunk in the bath, or pour 9 kavin over you. V'shamati shemachmirinba. And Rashi says, yeah, machmirinba, but I'm himself, proper mikvah. V'chol ha-machmir, and says Rabbi Yanai, v'chol ha-machmir, al-atzmo, whoever takes it seriously and goes for a mikvah, ma'arichin lo yamav ushnotav. It'll be worth it, it'll pay off, you'll live a long life. Amar b'shumin Levi, Mativan, now Rabbi Shimon Levi said like this, Mativan shall tov le shacharin. What's it worth for guys who go tovel in the morning for shacharin? So Gemara says, what are you talking about? Mativan? What's it worth? Ha'iba, isn't he the one, Rabbi Shimon Levi himself, the Amar Baal Keri Asuba Dibet Torah, that a Baal Keri can't learn Torah? Rabbi Shimon Levi? So what does he mean? What's it worth? Of course what it's worth. It means they go to the mikvah. Look, the Rashi says, Mativan, Shall tov lei shachrin, balei kirian at tov lin shachrin. They go in the word to the mikvah. So what says the yurat? Okay, so this is what obviously he wants to mean. Ma tivan barbeim se'ayv, shabbatisha kabin. Why do they go to the mikvah? They can do good enough. It's just pouring water over them. And ma tivan mitvila, why toivul? If shabbatisha, they can just pour the water on them. So Rabbi Chanina, gader gadol gidruba. He says, no. Chachamim made a big gader upon it. It was a siyag that they went to great pains at encouraging guys to go to the mikvah. The Rashi says, "B'meshi itzrichu b'misay dafke." They wanted to arim siyag. Why? The Tanya Masi bechad shdavar isha the davar avera. Remember the story of a guy who tried to entice a woman to a davar avera. Rashi says, "Avia shdavar isha ota isha pnuah." She was a single woman. Hayta the Chachamim gazru al ayichud afala pnuah. They said that she shouldn't be done with a woman even on her own if she's not married. Right? Mikra dinner. It's a married woman's problem with yichud, but even a single woman is a gzeira. So over here, and he tried to entice her to come into a room with him. So Amra lo, she said to him, Reka, you ignoramus, you rake person, you got no mitzvah, like a criticism. Yesh lecharim se'a sh'atat v'abin, do you have toivel in a mikvah? Miyad pirash, he heard this, and he separated immediately from her, left her alone. So we see, I suppose, I don't know. Amalu Rav Huna, so Rav Huna says like Rabbanan, says like this, Raboitai, mipnema tebe zalzi mitfidazu. So it seems that Chachamim took this, Ben Azai went out and taught the masses, or the word got out, and people weren't going to mikveh, they were just doing the tina, right? Because look here, Rashi doesn't say mezalzim that you aren't doing anything, but he says, atem mezalzim, you're belittling this whole idea, and in hok Rabbi Huda ben Betayra, you're holding like Rabbi Huda ben Betayra. Rabbi Huda ben Betayra was the one who said, that why go to the mikveh if you can just toivel? Oh, was it Rabbi Huda ben Betayra? It was Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, wasn't it? Yeshua ben Levi, Mati Vancha Shachrit. And it seems to be that Rabbi Huda ben Rabbi also was of the opinion that you don't have to toivel. So, if it's going to be cold for you, if Shabbat Merchat Zot, you can go to the bathhouse. Right, Rashi says bathhouse meaning with warm water. So Amar Rav Chisra, Chisra Rav Huna, v'chi yesh tefillah b'chamin, you can go to the bathhouse and you can do tefillah in warm water. If you look at Kutei Rashi, you've got an art scroll. So it says there from Tegurim Tanit. It says tefillah b'chamin mi ikes such a thing. Chamei ha'ur hashuvininu. Normally, water that you've heated up, you put into a kli, and therefore it now becomes shauv. It's no longer kosher mikveh. It's drawn waters. So how can we have warm water? Right, so Amar Lei, so Rav Huna says to him, Rav Ada Bar Ava Kai Kavatech. Look at Rashi, Rav Ada Bar Ava holds like you. The Bai Tvilas of Mikvah Kashar Tvilot. He says, I don't seem to agree like that. I think Huna is saying that he's happy to go to a bathhouse, but you definitely have got someone to sup with. Rav Ada Bar Ava holds like you that you should actually go to a mikvah. Rav Zaira Havayati Bagna. So Rav Zaira was sitting while we're discussing now whether you have to go to a mikvah or not. Sitting Bagna, Rashi says, Yagna Damaya. Right, in a gigit, like in a big bucket, in a big bath, Bemesut in a bathhouse. Amar Lesham, he said to his shamus, to his worker there, Zilvaitli Tisha Kabin Meshadla, go get 9 cup of water and throw it over me. So Amar Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, Rabbi Chia Bar Abba says to Rabbi Zaira, Lamele Lamar Kulehai, why do you need this? What for? Vahayati Begava, you're sitting in water, you're in a bucket of water. Amar Le Karim Seya. He says, no. He says, look at this. He says, just like we've got Arim Seya Mikvah. Right, we need Natina like Arab Emsi. You'll see in the middle, in the moment, it's actually the opposite. Not like, but the contra. Ma Arab Emsaya, when you have a mikvah, so that is the betfilah, the law of Natina. You can't be sitting in it. You've got to get it, you're right. You can't have it on you. You've got to be sitting in it. Aftisha Kabin, when Chami said you could use 9 kav, it's not like a mikvah. You can't sit in it. But Natina, the law of betfilah, that's why Asti Shamas, to throw it on him. Rav Nachman, worth giving some other stories about people who were dealing with this 9 kabin idea with less water than the mikvah. Rav Nachman tikkan chatzva bat tisha kabin. Rashi says here chatzva bat tisha kabin. Says he built some sort of mechanism like a kli which would have this 9 kav of water in it. And the boys in the morning before they came to the bed midrash, they could pour water on themselves, and this way they would have to go to the mikvah. Ki'at Rav Dimi. So now Rav Dimi, I mentioned earlier on Rav Ziri, Rav Dimi, Rav Rabin. Ki'at Rav Dimi, Rav Dimi came to Israel. Amar, so he taught them that halacha. He said like this: Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Huda, Glustra, Amru. What did they say? Lo shanu, this whole idea here of using 9 kav, not going to a mikvah. Lo shanu lechole leonso. That's only if a sick person who he was anus, it was against him. He couldn't control himself. He couldn't help himself. Right? He was a guy that you could use the 9 kav. Look at Rashi. Lo shanu the sage benetil. It's enough to just put water on you. El bechole shra'a keri leonso. He couldn't help it. He was sick. Right? Aval lechole hamargil. But even a chole, says the Gemara here, who was margil, look at Rashi, he's sick, but he's not sick enough that he can't have relations with his wife any longer. He's still having relations. But even he, though he's sick, he still needs Arbim Seh. So we see a special heter over here, limiting that idea now of Tisha Kabin, of 9 Kabin. So Rav Yosef says like this, when he heard from Rav Dimi, right, saying that he can't do it. He says, if that's the case, I'm Rav Yosef, Atvar Chatzvei Rav Nachman, let's break it. This is a bad thing to have. Look at Rashi, Enotarich, Lanu de cholonzo lo shech. We don't have in our Beit Midrashia if we are sick people who are having carry emissions beyond their control. It's not the purpose of us. So why have this over here? He got rid of it. Then what happened was, I don't know, a few days later, a few months later, Kiyatir Rabin. Rabin arrives now from Eretz Yisrael. And Amar, he says, like this, Ba'usha, Usha was at the Beit Din set, at the time he had been Beit Yeshiv in Israel, says, Ba'usha, Hava Uvda, there was a case. Right? Bekila, the Rav Oishia. Right? Rashi says, yeah, what's a killer? Killer is a knisat habayit, at the entrance to his house. Right? Chelish leaf natrakim, before the main lobby, shekorina portigo, like a porch. In the Likutei Rashi, it says, Perush knisat habayit, chelish leaf natraklon prosdor, passage. Okay, but I think a portigo, like a bit of a passage, like a patio outside. So these guys were sitting at the patio outside, atu v'shol Rav Asi, they came and asked Rav Asi a question, it's in Rav Oishia's house. And Rav Asi was there, Bitam Chochem, they came to ask him a question. Amarlu, and they asked him, Lo Shad Lechol Amarga, this idea of a Tesha coming, can you use Tesha Kav, 9 Kav? And he says, it's only for a Chole Hamargil. He says, Lo Shad Lechol Amarga, Chole Onso Patrum Klum. So he said a little bit differently now. So when Rav Dimi came, Rav Dimi said that it's only good for a Chole who's Anus, for a Chole who's sick and he can't help himself, he's having emissions. But even a chole hamargil, a chole who's okay and having relations, he has to also go to the mikveh. When Rabin came, Rabin said no. He said that this heter of nan kav is for a chole hamargil. You're sick, but you're still having relations. If you're sick, so sick that you are nus, that you can't control yourself and having emissions, you don't even need water. Right? So Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef said that was the case. Let's go and break that pot or whatever it was of Rav Nachman. Now Rav Yosef says it's tamid chatzvei. Rav Nachman, we better fix it up. Right? Rashi says nitchasku shvara. We put the broken pieces together. We need to do and put them all together. Klomar tzorech lanu odbo. For that we need it. We got sick guys here who are having relations with their wives. They're still sick. They can't go to the mikveh. So now the Gemara says, like I said, we see basically that there's a machloket between the Amoraim of Eretz Yisrael who came to explain what the Tanaim or what the Amoraim of Eretz Yisrael thought. One says only for a chole who is anus, and one says no, it's only a heter for a chole who's margil, as long as he's sick. And a chole who's one, who's anus, he's patru completely. So the Gemara says, Michtei kuluhu Amorai v'tanahi b'de'ezra kemifligaya. What's their machloket? The machloket is, when Ezra made this takana, that a Baal Keri needs to go to the mikveh, who did he make the takana for? Was the takana for a chole amargil, or a chole anus, or for anybody, or for all of them, or what? Right? When, since they're arguing about him, v'nichze Ezra hechitika, let's go and see what Ezra was betaken. Why are we listening to all these derivative arguments over here? Let's see what the machloket is. Rashi says over here, "Ukamiflega Amurai is Amurai Rav Dimi v'Rabin." Right, these two guys. So Amar Abaya, says like this: what did Ezra metakein? Ezra tikein lebari hamargil arba'im saya. Ezra, if you're a bari, perfectly healthy guy, arba'im saya. Ubari leonso tet kabin. He's at the moment at the time of the gzeira of the takana. Right, Ezra was very clear. He said, if you're a healthy guy, mikveh. If you're a healthy guy, but you're anus, right? In other words, it was beyond your control, for whatever reason it was, and weren't necessarily sick, then you could even have just the tinner of nine kavin. Va'at amurai. And then came along amurai later on, after Ezra, uplige b'chole, and they said, now chole, let's see, what's a chole? March sabar chole hamargil kabari hamargil. One said a sick guy who's still having relations with his wife. He's like a healthy guy. Because if he can have relations with his wife, as far as Baal Keri is concerned, what's the difference? V'chole lo onso kabari lo onso. And a sick person who's anus, who can't help himself, is like a bari who can't help himself. So they would both say what? A chole hamargil mikvah. Because he's having relations with his wife. A chole la anus is to nankav. Because Ezra said even a bari la anus be nankav. Umar Sabar and the other opinion said, no. Chole hamargil kabari lonso. He says, it's completely different. If you're a bari and a sick guy, so you've got to be a little different. So a sick guy, right? Chole hamargil, different relations with his wife, is like a bari lonso, and a bari who's out of control. And a bari lonso, we already said, right, is non-kav. So therefore, chole hamargil, even though he can still have relations, he's non-kav, with more makil. V'cholo lo onso, and now if we makil with a chole hamargil, so a chole onso is completely patur altogether, and that's why when they came to Yisrael, when Rabin arrived, he said no, and that's why Rav Yosef wanted to rebuild the this receptacle. Amarava, Rava says like this. Nehida tiken Ezra. That was Abaya. So Abaya was the one who said that Ezra was betaken for Bari and for Bari. Nothing with Chole, and then Machloka was about Chole. Rava says like this. Nehida tiken Ezra Tvila. So he says, I accept that Ezra was betaken Tvila. But Natina me tiken. But did Ezra already betaken this Natina? Abaya said that he was betaken Tvila for a healthy guy who was Margil and a Natina. For a healthy guy who was anus, Rabbi says, where do you even metake anything to do with Natina? The Gemara says, well, how can you say that? We got a Gemara in Baba Kama, which says, Ezra tiken tvila bale kirya. We see over here, he was metake in tvila. He wasn't metake in Natina. So Rabbi himself says, I'm a Rabbi, this is what Rabbi says. He disagrees with Abaya. Abaya said that Ezra was metake in tvila and he was metake in Natina. Rabbi says, no. Ezra tiken tvila. Labari Hamargil Arbaim Seya. That's what Ezra was matakain. Ezra didn't get involved over here with sick people, Bari, sick, Margil, etc. Or Anus. Ezra was matakain Tvila Labari Hamargil Arbaim Seya full stop. Vatu Rabbanan. Rabbanan came after Ezra. Vahit Kin Labari Leonso Tisha Kabin. So that was Rabbanan during Ezra's time. And they said, you know what? If you're a Bari and you're Anus, so we'll let you use non-kav instead of going to mikvah. Va'atu Amorai, then later Amoraim afterwards came along, u'kamifregei b'chole, and then they argued about a chole. Ezra said, Bari, full stop. Chachamim said, Bari, anus. Guy who's anus. Then the Amoraim came along and said, now a chole, a sick guy, is he like a Bari Anus, or what's his story? And then we had Masav v'chole amargil k'bari amargil, v'chole onso k'bari l'onso, Masav v'chole amargil, Abim Sev v'chole amargil k'bari l'onso tesha kabin. But v'chole onso patu mikulam. That's basically a recap of what we had. As now we end of Amarava, and Rava says like this, halocha, hilchata, Bari hamargil, v'chole hamargil, whether you are a healthy guy or a sick guy, if you're still having relations with your wife, arba'im saya mikva, ubari lo onso, and if you're a bari, you're a healthy guy, but you're anus, you're having beyond your control, you're having emissions, then you can have tisha kabin. Avala chole lo onso, patur miklum. But chole, at the end of the day, is patur miklum. So that really is the story there, which Rabin came along and spoke about, which took place at the porch of Rav Oishia when they asked him the question. It was exactly that. He says, Chole lo onso patur miklum. Right, and that is how Rav Paskins in the end as well. Tara new brighter. Tara Rabbana. We've got a Gemara over here. It's Tosefta. It's like, as Baal Keri, shenatnu alav tasha kabin mayim. Tahor, if a Baal Keri... Now, we don't seem to be making a difference over here whether he's a sick guy or whether he's a margil or not. Just Baal Keri, regular guy, Baal Keri. That someone poured on him 9 cup of water. The brighter says, Tahor. What are we speaking about? What do you mean, Tahor? Well, it says, Tahor la'atzmo. It's good enough for him. He can go look at Rashi Lira, Sok Torah. He can go and learn Torah, la'atzmo for himself. About the lamed la'chayrim, says Rashi, Arim say needs a mikvah. About la'chayrim, Arim saya. That's Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says no. Arbaim Sami Komakom doesn't like us, Rabbi Yehuda. He said, what are you talking about? Whatever case, at least we understand it now. We'll see just now this Mikomakom has got a bit of a question. But Rashi says, yeah, Mikomakom, Arbaim Sash, Amr Bechol, in Yan Chain, Lokam, and Fresh, we'll say that. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yossi Bachel. Now we've got these two groups of Amorai. Right? So we've got Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yehuda ben Levi. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, Chad Mihai Zuga, one of these partners in one group, V'Chad Mihai Zuga. So we're not sure now if it's Rabbi Yochanan arguing with Rabbi Yossi or Rabbi Yishu Ben Levi arguing with Rabbi Yossi or Rabbi Yochanan arguing with Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina or Rabbi Yishu Ben Levi arguing with Rabbi Chanina. But from one of these groups, someone argued with someone from the other group, right? The Gemara says like this: Chad Mihai Zuga V'Chad Mihai Zuga. Areisha, they're arguing the Areisha Tanakama. Tanakamu said that if he put nine kab on him, he can learn, but he can't teach. So Rashi says, Echad mehazuga v'chamehazuga pliga areish v'perush l'milta Tanakamu. What's he talking about? Chad amar hada amarta b'medrim amurim la'atzmo aval acher b'misa'a lo'shan l'lechol l'amargim. He says, when do we say that it makes a difference if you're learning for yourself or if you're teaching? If you're a chole hamargil, a sick guy has 11 relations with his wife. Aval chole le'onso, if you're chole le'onso, right, if you're anus, you can't help yourself, so then teisha kabin, then you don't need a mikvah, then even to teach, teisha kabin is good enough. V'chad amar kol la'acherim, and one of the other side of the group said, kol la'acherim, when it comes to teaching people, afilu chole le'onso, even if you're a chole, right, the most extreme case, you're a chole and you're beyond your control, ad de'ika arbim, so you need a mikvah. Now, v'chad mehazuga v'chad mehazuga b'seifa. Now, that was the machlok with regards to Tanakama. Now, the Gemara says, also a machlok within these two groups of regarding Rabbi Yehuda, the Sefer. Rabbi Yehuda says, 40 seya mikol makom. Whatever the case is in 40 seya. Rashi says, yeah, Sefer on Rabbi Yehuda. Chad amar hanam Rabbi Yehuda abim seya. The one side of the machlok says, Rabbi Yehuda said, 40 seya, you need a mikvah, mikol makom, under any circumstances, lo shanu ela bekarka. You have to use a proper mikvah that's in the ground. It's just very important that there's a ton of machlokotia rishonim about a mikveh. Is a mikveh, we know that we're based on a pasuk about a mayan, that you have to have a mikveh, which is mayim, not drawn water, but rainwater or water that came out of the ground without people actually drawing that. There are ways to do that. But non-drawn water, so generally rainwater or a river even a river is complicated, we discussed it, yeah, but non-drawn water, right? Although it seems to be that there's a Rishonim that say that even Bidi Eved, you can be Yotze in a mikvah of drawn water. But let's assume you need drawn water. There's another machloket. Do you have to have it in the ground? Does the mikvah be part of the ground? Or can you put it in a kli? Can you, like a portable swimming pool, can you use it as a mikvah? Or does it have to be mamash built into the ground, right? Banui. So he says over here, Charamar to Arabi Huda Arim Sebe Komakom, right? Lo Shal Bekar. He says you have to have a proper, fully fledged mikvah in the ground. Right, look at Rashi. Lo shat lebekarka. Lo tam mikol makom Rabbi Yehuda lachshure bekli. You never said you could use a kli, even if it's got 40 saya. After the ein kasher el arim saya bekarka, you have to have both 40 saya and you have to be in the ground. Or come and buy him kain buy mikol makom. They're going to say that's the case. What does mikol makom mean? What does it mean by mikol makom in any circumstances? Mikol makom implies you need 40 saya, even if it's in a kli. We'll see that in a second. Avav bekalim lo, but no kalim. The charamar afilu bekalim nami. No, the other side of machlokesim. Rabbi Yehuda said 40 saya. He said, 40 say, it doesn't matter in the ground or even in a cleat. When he says, we understand the Salah Machlok says, even Bekalim. Because that's why he said, under any circumstances, 40 say, meaning even if it's in a cleat. But the Salah Machlok who says that you have to dafka have karka, so what is Mikol Makom coming to include? What does it mean, Mikol Makom? 40 say, in any circumstances, here comes a bomber. Latuye mayim sheuvin. You can even use drawn water as long as it's 40 saya. That's what that side of the machloket will say. Now, we can argue that maybe for Bar Lake Kerry it's much more makil, but like I said, the Ari Shonim will even allow Bidi Eved to use drawn water if in a mikvah. Rapapa, Rav Huna Bered, Rav Yoshua, Verava, Bar Shmuel, Sinai Rapapa, and Rav Huna Bered, Yoshua, and Rava, Bar Shmuel, the three of them, Kerichu Rif, they were breaking bread, eating a meal. But how did I do it together? Amal Rapapa, so Rapapa now, he says to them all, Havu Lila Dili Livroch, let me bench. Right, I can lead the Zimun. Why? Very proudly says, the Niful Ilovai Teisha Kabin, because today, 9 cups of water was poured on me. Right? So Rashi says there, by the way, he says, love Dafke, maybe even you might have gone to the mikvah now. Amalehu Rava Bar Shmuel, he says to them, you know what? Rather Tanina, what did we learn? Bamed Murim, lots more. That's only good for yourself, the 9 kav, he says to him. He says, Rapapa, what are you getting so excited about? Right, what did we learn? We learned over there, we've rightly said, Tamran Balkari Shinat Nu Alav Tasha Kabi Maim Tahor, Bamed Rama, what is it good for? Lots more, Balachem Abim Saya, you need 40 Saya. Right? So you know what? Let me bench. Why? The niful ilavai arba imsay. He says to say, it was thrown on me. Maybe went to the mikvah. Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna says to both of them, what are you two guys getting so excited about? Let me bench. Why? I don't have to worry about only the ninth cabin or 40. Say, look at Rashi, Lord Shachti, Lolazu, Lolazu. I wasn't about carry to begin with. So I'm a better guy, let me bench. Okay, nice little story. Abchama Tavi Bemala Yom de Pischa. So Abchama went to Toivold, right, on Erev Pesach. Lord Tzi Rabbi Melechovatan, right, to be Motzi Rabbi. And the Gross of Lady Lechovatan, I need to do that. Okay. Now, it's the Sukkot, a new Mishnah. Haya Omed Betfila. We saw this before earlier on. This already we had seen, I think yesterday. Yeah, I remember you're standing davening. Veniska shu ba'keri. You remember that you're about carry. So the Mishnah says lo yafs. You have to stop davening. Ela yakatsa. Remember Rashi? There was a Rashi there. I think on Amud Beta on the top there. Was Rashi there? No, wasn't where it was. Yes, the Rashi on Amud Aleph, the first Rashi top of Amud Aleph, the Kaf Aleph says, "Lo yakatzer, eli yakatzer kol bracha v'bracha." Just shorten each bracha, make it a short bracha. Right, yarad v'litpo. If you're not going to go to the mikvah, im yachol alot v'litkasot v'likro ad shlo tehenet zachama. See if you're able to get out of the water and cover yourself up and read before netzachama. Yale v'litkasiv yikre. Do it all and read. If you haven't got time to get out of the water and you're going to miss nates, right? We like to say Shema just before nates, you never miss one hour with nates, right? Cover yourself with the water and read Shema in the mikveh. And the Mishnah says now, don't use bad waters, like filthy words, and not water. Mea Mishre, I think, Mea Mishre here is like soaked water. If you were soaking fabrics to dye them, and water that had been used like for those sort of purposes, until you pour some water into it, there was like some clean water. Rashi says here, how much water do you need? We'll see that on. It's quite complicated, this whole Mishnah. Right, now when we say over here dirty waters, I think that when we're speaking about dirty waters here, we could be speaking about water that's also urine infected. Because right, if you look at the Rashi, it says, this mission is a bit corrupted. It says, also adds in there, okay, so it's a little different. Don't read Krishma either near urine or near, until you've poured water into the urine. That's really what it means there, how much water you put in. We're going to see later on. That's into water. You dilute the urine a bit. And then the Mishnah says, V'kama yarchik mehen from the urine, Rashi says, u'minatzoa, and if there's a feces on the floor, how far should you go till you can say Krishma? Dalit amud 4, amud about 2 meters. Now let's quick start Gemara. Gemara says like this. Tarabanan, hayah me betfilah v'nizkashu balkeri. You're davening and he remembers the balkeri. Lo yafsik ali katzer. Like how Mishnah says, hayah korah b'torah. He's reading the Torah now. V'nizkashu balkeri. Ainu mafsik vole. He doesn't stop, right? Now he says, "Eino mafsik vole." We read the Sefer Torah on a bima, so for us it's a bit strange. He says, "Eino mafsik vole, get up." But we have Imam Akim Katicha Hashem, the holiday of davening. I remember I mentioned the other day that in the Beit Knesset of the Rama in Poland, you've got like a few centimeters step down where the Shliach Tzibur stood. So it seems like the laning also took place at a lower place, right? He says, "Eino mafsik," you don't stop davening and get up and go up. Ele megamgam akori. We saw the word megamgam early on. Rashi says, "Yeah, megam game bemutze." Read it very quickly. Remeir says, "No, in this writer that about Kerry can't read more than 3 psukim." Now there's a bit of a problem. If you can't read more than 3 psukim, look at Rashi. Rashi says, "To go back to Knesset, if shali lefachot, right, lepachot, because it's not a korah b'torah lo yivchot megim psukim. The least you could have for an aliyah is 3 psukim." He says, "You can't read more than 3 psukim." So that's why maybe you can read up to 3 psukim. I'm not sure. Tani ilach, another part, say, "Yahweh b'tfilah ra'at so'ah kenegdo." He was standing there in the middle of davening and suddenly he noticed a bit of feces, dog poo on the floor there. So he should walk forward, even though he's in the middle of Shmona Esrei, right? Until it's as if it's been thrown behind him for Amot. So the Rebbe says, "But why do we need it? Why, Tanya? Let's study. But why do you have to go that far? Didn't we just say let's study? What does it mean let's study? Look at Rashi there. That's an ensarich. Lahalech, actually, like, you don't have to walk so far until it's after you. So either just turn around or look aside or whatever. We said, look, Kashi, how the Efshah, how the Efshah. Depends. If you can, you can. If you can't, you can't. Rashi says there, the Efshah, lahalech, lefana, vyalech, lefana, vachti, lechorav. Lo Efshah, go on, yesh, nah, lefana, bistek, bistek. If you can't, there's a river in front of you, you can't walk for amot, so then you can go to the side. If not, you should try and walk away. If you daven now, and suddenly you notice that right where you daven, there's a big piece of poo there, of feces on the floor. Right? So Amar Rabbi says, Afa pi shechata, this guy was a sinner. Why? He should have taken a few moments and gone and checked before you daven in the place. Done the death tefillah, taught tefillah. Still, your tefillah was still a good tefillah. So Matkif le Rava, Rabbi says to Rabbi, how could that be? Vah zevach. Rishaim Toiva. We've seen over here, Zevach is a korban, a wicked person who brings a bad korban. Right? In other words, you a wicked guy, you don't mean to come with the right intentions. That's an abomination. So the same idea, you go and you stand in Mitzvah Shemon Asheh, in the middle of a poo field, right? That's an abomination. I'm a rabbi. So Rabbi says, no. Hoyel v'chata, since you sinned, afa pishib, either you davened, tefillah to'eva. Your tefillah is a to'eva, and it's not counted. Have a good show.